The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Dynatrace. Explore career opportunities at Dynatrace, a leading software observability and security company where your passion thrives, innovation leads, and well-being matters. Visit careers.dynatrace.com. LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engage, a Wall Street alum, top WBE CEO, and LinkedIn top voice. I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, DC Marshall. I'm Mita Malik, a business leader, a DE&I champion, and most importantly, a mother. My superpower is storytelling.
A wonderful storyteller, might I add. And so if you just tuned into the show for the very first time, Mita and I started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on all the hard truths women of color face in the workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. And at our table, we unpack it all. We won't leave any juicy details out. And then we provide you with tips you need on not how to survive, but how to thrive in organizations wherever you are. So, Mita, what are we talking about today, my friend?
Okay, Dee, ready for the topic today? Here's what I would love to talk about. Stop stealing our ideas during the interview process. I wish I could say this was a trend. I think it's been around for quite a while, but particularly with the layoff headlines that are hitting this year, I am getting really anxious and nervous about what I'm seeing in the marketplace. So Dee and I are going to unpack, you know, we have a few short stories to share. We're going to spill some tea, discuss, and then leave you with those tips at the end you all wait for.
Yeah. You know, I love this topic, but I feel like it's taking on different twists and turns and, you know, coming in the interview, exit and yes. Transition. So I can't wait for the story. I'm like, hey, go, ooh. let's get into the story. let's spill the tea.
I got two stories, but let's start with one because the second one's okay. Kind of heavy. And the second one you might have flashbacks of because I think you know the second.
Oh, God.
One.
Am but I going to get any tissues?
Okay. Picture this. The prestige premier beauty companies, like, amazing. I would mm-hmm. just like, yeah, was dying to work here. I end up doing 5 rounds of interviews, mm-hmm. an hour each. I end up actually, I was thinking about this morning. The woman who would have been my boss took me out to an expensive steak lunch dinner. And you know, Dee, for the life of me, I don't remember what restaurant that was in New York City because you know I'm a McDonald's girl. I was like, I don't know, remember what restaurant that was, but it was very fancy. I bought a suit for it. Okay, so then I had to buy a suit for it.
I think I remember that. I remember there was the stress about what to wear. I remember that. Yes. Okay, no, finish the story. Keep going. Go.
Suit. Go to Macy's at the time. Get a nice suit, right? That's what I could afford. Do the lunch. I'm excited. I'm going to get this job. So then I get this request from the recruiter after I've done the 5 interviews, remember now, the hour and a half lunch, that they want me to do a competitive analysis of what's happening in the beauty marketplace. Okay, competitive analysis. They give instructions. You have 48 hours to do it. So you know me, got my binder, got my phone, I'm running around, I'm in Macy's, I'm in Bloomingdale's, I'm in Neiman Marcus, I'm in every single beauty counter, taking pictures, doing all this research.
You're doing the analysis? You're in the assignment?
I'm in the assignment. I'm doing the analysis. I want the job. So I put together, oh, Dee, your heart is going to break a little bit. The most beautiful, because you know I'm really good at decks. Beautiful deck. It's like 20 pages. And you know what? My husband, who... let's see if he listens to this episode. He's more right than he is wrong, which annoys me. But he says to me, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to give them all like of this intellectual property and ideas. And I'm like, it's part of the assignment. I'm going to get this job, of course. And I'm so annoyed that he's like buzzing in my ear, giving me this advice. Cause I'm like, no, I want this job. You know, I want this job. I submit the materials. Do you know what happens a week later?
What happens?
Job on hold, job frozen. They're no longer hiring for the job.
You have got
so my 20 plus page, beautiful deck, which honestly, as you know, because you've known me over the years, is consultant level, right? You could hire like a McKinsey. Never hear from these people again.
Oh.
I stopped using their products, by the way. I was I'm like, never buying your serum again. But what? I mean, and so that is one version of what happens. But I'm on LinkedIn a lot. You know, you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, social media, people being let go, trying to find their next opportunity. And I am so upset by the level of what I would say is honestly abuse in some of these interview processes and stealing of intellectual property and ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to take a breath. Yeah. I need to take a breath.
Yeah. You know, I was waiting for you to pause. You know, I'm still back at, there's some a number of different elements in the story. One is the lunch, the out to lunch. Yeah. Is that happening? Like people, like you're going offline? Because we're not talking about like, let's remove the pandemic and COVID because we're talking about a long time ago.
This was before.
But I didn't even realize that was a thing, except it is a thing for very high level. So you are high level. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Let's just sidebar that. You are high level friend. You've always been high level. You've always been executive. Come on now. So I guess, because you were, it was at that level, you would, there would be an offline meeting. First of all, I am just shocked and mortified that that they would even ask. And your husband was a good sounding board. Because remember, I told you years ago, you need the guy network. You need the allies. Let's call them allies, advocates, sounding boards, champions. In other spaces comparable to my BG network, my Black Girl network, my white girl sister friends, we would call them our WBs, right? And these are our really allies, our white guy friends. We call them WBs. That's why you need a WB to say, hey, my guy, his name is Pete. Pete, does this happen? He's going to say no. Pete's a white guy, of course. He's a gem. He's going to say no, D, absolutely not. So your husband, I appreciate that he was gentle with you and asking, are you sure you want to do this? But I needed him to say, Mita, you know this doesn't happen. Nobody else is asking, or I've never been asked.
But I'm telling you, yes.
Go ahead. Well, telling me what? Like, that was just such an inappropriate ask.
But
there is no
what
way.
I would tell you, I want to hear from the audience. This is happening in the marketplace.
Wait, say that again?
I said, this is happening in the marketplace. That story is a dated story. But I will tell you, I have at least 3 or 4 friends who have reached out. They're doing marketing roles, and they have said they have been the last sort of test is a business case. And it will be something like, we have this lipstick that we're launching next year. What would be your plans to launch it? Or this business is actually a double-digit decline. Tell us how you would actually resurrect it.
Yeah.
How would you turn it around? But here's my issue. It's like, if you want to test my skills, I'm all for that. You should be doing that as an employer. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But pick an agnostic industry. Pick an agnostic business case. Why are you telling me, figure out how to launch the face cream that you want to hire me for, right?
Right.
So it's like, I'm good enough for you to take the ideas, but not to hire me, right? Yes.
Yeah, that's the rub. So let me clarify. I will tell you this. There is I'm going to call it auditioning. That auditioning is canceled, but we'll get to that in just a minute. In corporate, when I worked on Wall Street, I'm telling you, audition, that's an audition. That is a demonstrate.
Let's do it. Replay.
I've got a lot. Hold. When I worked on Wall Street, I remember, I've shared my story here before. I trained $1 million producers. I worked on the street. Yeah. It was one of my first jobs. I trained new branch managers, LOS 0 to 6. I'm not a series 7 or 63 license, but my space was leadership development. We did have an assessment center. So the assessment center was set up like a simulation. And so you did have to have an inbox and, you know, it's case study, like it's classic MBA, you know, it's that. But it wasn't so that kind of testing, like experiential, in addition to personality type, leadership style and such, but that's fair. But what we're talking about is your IP. And that is not fair. Exactly. That is auditioning. And unless they could say, so in the last five or how many other candidates or how will you, you know, how will my IP be managed or handled if I don't get the job? Like, this is just so, it's infuriating to some extent. And I'm waiting for our listeners. This is where we need allies and advocates and champions. We need you all to chime in. I'm looking forward to hearing you all on LinkedIn. For the man who's listening, have you ever been asked, like, is this a thing? Or is this only for women of color or women? Because that is not, it's unacceptable. Free is canceled. That's auditioning. You know, when I said free, you know, let me not go there because I got so much. Let me write down my notes here and I'm going to come back. Because I'm annoyed that what is allowed to happen. It's allowed to happen.
It is allowed to happen. And here's exactly, I'm totally on page with what you're saying, which is that you can ask me, and I've been asked this in an interview, Mita, how would you estimate how many light bulbs there are in the US? Ooh, okay. They want to see how you think, okay? But don't ask me, how would you launch this lipstick that we're trying to launch for next year? Tell us what your plans would be. Absolutely agree with you. Especially having gone to grad school and tried the consulting route, there are a lot of questions people ask. There's no right or wrong. The light bulb question is a wild question. What is that?
Yeah.
But they really want to just see how you think. But this idea of, I'm going to do the job before I get it. That's what you're asking me to do, right?
That's it.
I'm going to do the job before you actually give it to me. And then this nonsense of never hear back, the ghosting, right? That's, I've been there. Or the job's on hold. What do you mean the job's on hold? We had 5 1-hour interviews. You took me out for a 90-minute steak lunch. I don't even eat steak, by the way. Fine.
Yep.
And then... Yep. You pull the job after I send the 20-page deck?
You know why? Because you told them how to solve for it. They were only hiring because they thought they needed additional FTE, additional woman power, manpower. That's what they thought. They needed someone to solve the skills gap. They thought they needed, and they had a labor, they weren't able to take it on, meaning they didn't have capacity and bandwidth. But what they didn't have is the genius, your genius. And this is just, it's so infuriating. So that's, it's just so upsetting. And that they were allowed to, it happened. And so they didn't need to hire you because now they have the whole plan. And so meanwhile, that Fortune 10 is a multi-billion dollar company right now, friend,
yes.
Okay?
Listen, can we go back? I want you to underline the auditioning. Please go back and say that again to all of our listeners. Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So it's you know, where we are, we being women of color, I'm going to say, and maybe others of you who identify, feel free to share with us on LinkedIn. But a lot of times we are having to, I say prove and reprove. It's not really a thing or a theme or a word, but it's what I call, you have to prove yourself and then you have to prove again. And so this auditioning, auditioning for a role, auditioning. So there's the challenge of, do you have the skills and the competencies? But now, no, we need you to prove because we see you do have the skills and competencies, but no. So we need to audition you. So we need you to perform the choreographed dance here, or we need you to put it together for us. So that's what you did. That's what they were asking you to do. Audition, solve this problem.
We need
to know before you come in, before we bet on you. I don't even remember what episode we talked about that, but before we can bet on you, before we can invest in you, because we don't really trust. There's so many levels here. This is about investing and taking a risk, or investing in you, seeing our value, right? And so because we don't believe it, or it's so unbelievable. Friend, you are so much of a genius. They're saying, we don't even believe she's real. Let's just see. Somebody in the office. from that round. I'm telling you, because you had two or three votes. You didn't have five votes. Yeah. Here's the deal. We don't get all the votes, okay? Because there's always going to be somebody there who's going to push back. So yeah. The auditioning is when you are asked to perform the role and deliver your specific core genius. It's called hashtag auditioning. And auditioning, unless somebody could share insight with me, is typically reserved for those of us who are from underrepresented populations, women of color in particular. We're being asked to do things that are not typical of our counterparts, our white male counterparts. So everybody write that down. Auditioning. Are you asking, are they asking me to audition? Versus are they asking how I think, how I make decisions, how my competencies, skill sets, how I would go about strategic planning, or how I strategic plan and put together the plan? That's the difference.
Put together.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days. All showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise. A promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promises pay off.
Will AI improve our lives or exterminate the species? What would it take to abolish poverty? Are you eating enough fermented foods? These are some of the questions we've tackled recently on The Next Big Idea. I'm Rufus Griscom, and every week I sit down with the world's leading thinkers for in-depth conversations that will help you live, work, and play smarter. Follow The Next Big Idea wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather. Oof, Dee, can I share my second story with you?
I come from
the school of DC Marshall. So I got smarter with the second story. Are you ready? You remember this story, maybe.
Come on with it.
Maybe not. Let's see. Okay, so this one is for a very large, we'll say sports company. That's what I'm gonna leave it at. Very well known, so I won't say the name. I go through again. I don't know how many rounds of interviews. You lose count. I mean, probably seven. Because they have me meet with the CEO. I think there's like another exec. Then there's board members, right? As you would tell me, as you get higher for these
Mita,
roles.
Mita, that's only because you were in the top two. I kid you not. That's only, I'm telling you, many of the folks listening are going to say, I've never. Yeah. It's because you are always ranking at the top, in the top two or the top three.
Okay. Thank you, friend. All right, that's it. Board members. Okay. So I go through. They're like hour interviews each clip, each time, right? You know how these go. Okay, so we do rounds. And then I'm like, they're actually, the recruiter says to me, the executive recruiter calls me and says, they're ready to make you an offer. Tell me your numbers, all that stuff. I'm like, okay, great. Then a few days later, the plot thickens. I get a call. And I say, there's another round they've added. I said, okay, tell me more. All the people I just met with now all want to do a group interview over Zoom. They want me to present to them what I would do in the next 90 days, 6 months, and 1 year. What would be my plan for this company? And then there's two strategic questions they've included as well. And so I lose my top. I'm kind to this woman, but I'm like, let me get back to you. Then I'm talking to my brother, who's my other, you know, on speed dial.
You know, my brother. I'm a fan. You know, he's my guy.
And so I'm like, I'm pulling out. This is ridiculous. And my brother calms me down and says, I think you should start what you finished and close it out. I think you should close out this process. And here's what I do differently. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I don't do my 20-page Bain, McKinsey, Accenture, insert consulting company deck. I have two slides. And on the two slides, what I've done is I have put questions to think about. And the slides themselves have very little detail. But when I meet to present, it's all in my voiceover. And I was watching. Nobody was recording the Zoom because they weren't smart or quick enough to do that, right? And so if they took the slides, there's actually nothing on there because my genius, as you would say, isn't embedded in the slides.
Yes, friend.
But then the executive recruiter writes to me and is like, oh, can I have those slides? And I'm like, no, I never sent them to her. Why do you need the slides? But it was interesting because I just was going to play the game, but I played it differently to say, all right, you want me to present? Here are the five questions I would think about if I was trying to figure out what the plan should be for the next year and how I would answer these two strategic questions.
Yes.
They made me the offer and I declined.
Yes, friend. It's a win is a win. A win is a win. A win is a win. You won. That's good. That's
good.
That is really good.
That's all I'm going to say. It was a sports company. But can you, again, but this is, you just, I had never thought about this, Dee. You were absolutely right. It was like they were unclear. They were uncertain. We've talked about this and been listening on a last episode on they don't want to take a bet on me. They don't want to roll the dice. They don't want to take the chance. All of a sudden, this extra layer is added. And imagine if I had done a 20-page deck on what I would do for this company in year one. And then they took the deck and never made me the offer.
So painful. That's it. But we're teasing out this, you know, our experiences as, you know, our work experiences, live experiences where we are skilled, gifted, talented, genius, educated, high value, social capital, and all of that. And still, when we're invited to the table, there's the work of having to prove ourselves and then prove again. And then there's still the question, there's got to be something there. It's almost like these interviews become investigative. Come on, wait, hold on. I got another one. This is investigative. Is this investigative reporting? We're going to invest. We need to investigate further because I'm sure there's something there. And I know for somebody listening, this feels painful. That's our experience, right? Let's use this as a learning object. It's like investigate. Yes. Is it not? Let's go back to the most prominent, you know, panel interview ever in the history of U.S. that represents women of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ketanji, Justice Ketanji. And so it was investigating. Remember, it was her values. And so, right, everything lined up on paper. She was already supported. She was already endorsed. That's you, Mita. Absolutely. You're already, everything already lined up. But we have to keep going. We have to bring her back. The idea that they had to bring you back all together, I mean, it just feels like an interrogation of sorts. And so, and I know even if it feels comfortable, let's use it as learning. Let's feel the pain in the moment, but we're going to learn from it, particularly our allies who are tuning in. Yeah.
Yeah. To anyone listening, go back to our episodes where we actually talk about, as Dee says, the most prominent interview, investigation, interrogation that took place on not a national, but a global stage. I would say, Dee, for any of our allies listening, when you are in this situation, when you are in the power seat and you see this happening, that's the moment to intervene. We were just going to make Mita an offer. Why are we now doing this interview panel? Why are we gathering everybody she already interviewed with so she can re-present her ideas? Why?
Yeah.
And so those are the critical moments where someone, where you're, if you're listening and you're in a position of power, you're a hiring manager, you're on the interview panel, you are the recruiter, to speak up and ask, like, are we holding people to different standards? And then why are we asking for all her ideas before we even hire her? Because I think to your point, there's two things. There's the one scenario where I'm not good enough. There's something about me that is suspicious or uncomfortable. They want to keep investigating. And then I just think there is this sort of, I think people are actually just trying to get free work and abuse the interview process too. I think those two things might overlap and they also might be separate.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and I think some of it is shock and awe. right? Shock and awe. And I know you've had this experience where somebody has said to you, you aren't supposed to be that good. And so there's shock and awe that, oh my gosh, she's the truth, right? But I also think, right, the word to the allies, advocates, and the champions here, it's also about interjecting and being the voice there, because if you don't, it says something about your leadership ability. It says, oh, you didn't do your homework. It says, because I'm looking, because if I'm one of the five, what I'm going to say is, no, I'm not available. I'm not doing this dog and pony show. Like, if I'm on the inside, I am not going to part. I'm going to say, first of all, why? So if I am one of, and this is for all of us, if you're on the other side. So this is not just, we're not now, you know, talking specifically about, you know, allies or white cisgender male, if we're the brown woman, we're talking about anybody on the inside. You have an opportunity and a voice to stop it. So when they ask, to your point, Mita, we should question, everybody should question. And then if they still go, I'm going to tell you what, this is why I am unemployable. I'm CEO at Diverse and Engage, because I'm not participating. I'll say, you know what, I am not participating, because what I'm doing is I'm looking at my colleagues to the left and right, and I'm just, this is a reflection of our leadership. We're not prepared. Mm. I almost use an expletive, and I really don't even do that. But I want to say, your it is broke. Your itch is broke. Like, if you need, you had to have five interviews. First of all, we don't have that kind of time. And you know, there's a guy who wrote a book, and I think it's called True North. And he talks about, he's a big champion. He's a seasoned white gentleman. And I have to get the name of the book. It's called True North. And he talks about, just bet on women. He's like, all of this, the process and the protocols of, you know, and he was talking about it from the perspective of getting women of color on boards and at executive levels. And again, he is a seasoned, mature white male with, like, literally white hair. And he wrote this book, and he's a big champion. And he called out executives and said, why is it when it's women and women of color, you don't just give them the seat? The requirements and the hoops that they have to jump through is not the experience that we have. And so, so anyway, this just is so insightful. But again, it says more, and even about the recruiter. I mean, so for the recruiters that are tuned in here, HR, you have an opportunity in this season to be part of the solution and elevate your game. I spoke at a conference last year. And so, you know, you really need to rethink and reimagine. So you stop it. You advise your client or advise your executives. Absolutely. Hey, there's a potential flag here, potential liability here, potential claim here. This experience is different than the other. If HR doesn't call it out, then you become part of the problem, right? You become part of the crime. You know, we're seeing a lot of things. I'm going to say this and back out of this, everybody. We see a lot of things in the public domain where one person is guilty, but everybody's going down with them. And guess what? HR, come in close. My friends in HR, come in close. Be part of the solution. You don't want to be part of the crime of having women of color being treated differently, handing over IP, going through processes that, you know, if you were ever called to report or to testify, and if they said, if you treated these last five women of color differently than the last five men or males, you know, you want to be able to be part of the solution. So I know, let me pause there. Friend.
Listen, I just love what you said. If you can take a bet on men, why can't you take a bet on everybody else? Right?
That's it.
Dee, it's that time again. I can't believe it. Our conversation flew by. We're going to head to the tips. And Dee's going to leave us tips one and two. These are for the allies listening, for anyone who can make a difference in ensuring that ideas are not stolen during the interview process. Dee, over to you, my friend.
Yeah. So, you know, this is it's been a great story and great learning, great tips here. In fact, and I'm even going to share them here, and I'm going to share them on at browntabletalkpodcast.com. And so I'm going to share the tips here, and then I'm going to share them also at browntabletalkpodcast.com. Tip number one, for anyone in the hiring process, stop auditioning those who are interviewing. So inviting people to jump through hoops in a way that is not consistent across the board is a flag. So that's number one. Number two, if you are someone in the process and you cannot stop the process that is in place, then step out as a leader. So you can decline to participate. You are in a position of power. And so use your power to send a message of power by stepping out of a process that is not consistent and could even be identified and called out as discriminatory. So Mita, over to you for tip number three.
So tip number three to our community, to our listeners, I know many of you are on your job search process. You're looking for your next great opportunity. It's easy for me to say, just step out when they're asking you to do a case study or provide all of this information. It's not just that easy to step out of an interview process. I understand that. So be careful with how much information you share. Don't embrace the old Mita who did the 20-page consulting deck for the beauty company, but the new Mita who was much smarter when asked to give ideas and how you position them. And just be careful with how much you share. Dee, that's all for today's episode of Brown Table Talk. We are so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you to the LinkedIn Podcast Network. Thank you to all of you, our community. If you liked what you heard today, please share it with someone in your community today who needs to hear this conversation. And we will see you again next time. Thank you.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.